Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the virtues of knowledge, the virtues of ilm. So today we do the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Outwardly it appears to contradict other hadith, but ulama give such a beautiful explanation. So we'll do the hadith, we'll translate and then we'll give the explanation. And Ibn Mas'udin radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا حسد إلا فثنتين ورجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته في الحق ورجل آتاه الله الحكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها متفق عليه والمراد بالحسد الغبطة وهو أن يتمنى مثله. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said حسد. This word حسد is translated in English as jealousy. Jealousy is not permitted except in two cases. So this hadith is saying, hasad, jealousy is not permitted except in two cases. The first case, for a person to whom Allah Ta'ala gave wealth and enabled him to use it for the truth. In other words, he's using it for the right causes. And the second case is, for a person to whom Allah Ta'ala gave knowledge, gave ilm, and he judges by it and he teaches it. In other words, he uses this knowledge for the right cause also. He uses it to judge, he judges what's right, what's wrong. He gives qada, he gives verdicts. If he's a judge, he uses it to give verdict. He judges what is right, what is wrong. وَيُعَلِّمُهَا And he teaches it, he uses his knowledge to teach it. So where the problem comes in, is this hasad is such an evil quality, such an evil trait, that in Shariat it's not allowed at all. Hasad, this jealousy is not something that is allowed at all. But this hadith is saying is allowed in two instances. So now from other hadith we learn, from the ayat of Quran Sharif we learn, that this is not something that is good. Hasad is something very bad, but here it said it's allowed in two cases. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he explains what is the meaning of hasad in this hadith. In this hadith, hasad takes the meaning of ghibta. There's a difference between ghibta and hasad. Although in English we may just say, okay, this is envy, one is jealousy. But what the meaning of ghibta is, that I desire to have some quality of someone else without that quality being snatched away from that person. So this is known as ghibta. This is something that is permissible as far as worldly matters is concerned. It's permissible. Allah Ta'ala has blessed someone with a good house. Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with a good family. Allah has blessed him with some outward worldly benefit. I desire that without it being snatched. In other words, how nice if I can also have like that. It's permissible with regards to worldly matters, but it's desirable, it's mustahab with regards to deeni matters. If someone has got something as far as deen is concerned, and now we're desiring what that person got of deen, this is now becomes mustahab. So it moves up one category from just being mubah, permissible, it becomes mustahab now, because we are desirous of what someone has got as far as deen is concerned. So the problem is, translating this thing as hasad, hasad means, or the meaning of jealousy is, that I want that quality to be snatched away from the next person. It must be taken away from him. And now that quality, I should have it. But I don't want it to be with that person. Now this is not allowed at all in Islam. So therefore, when we're translating this hadith also, we translate it as ghibta. In other words, this is a desire that we have, that how nice Allah Ta'ala can make me, like the person who has got wealth and he's spending it day and night for the causes, for the right causes. Allah has blessed somebody with knowledge. How nice if I also can have it. Not desiring that person be taken away from that person, but how nice I can also have like what he's got, and I can judge by that ilm, that knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has given, and I can also teach people, I can be a means of teaching others. So to have this desire is something that is nice. And this is what is meant in this hadith, is that we have this desire that Allah Ta'ala also bless us and also keep us and make us from amongst the people of ilm. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ In one ayat Allah Ta'ala says that only those of knowledge fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So true knowledge is that knowledge that gives us that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we can have all that information in front of us, information of Arabic, information of Hadith, information of Quran. But if it doesn't cause fear of Allah Ta'ala in us, then understand that it's not ilm. Ilm is something that creates fear in a person's heart. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it guides him towards those things that are right. It saves him from those things that are evil. It illuminates the path of righteousness for him, and it darkens the path of evil. So this person now is tempted to move on the right path. what he sees, Allah Ta'ala illuminates and make it bright for him, the correct things, that this person is enlightened via his ilm to move towards those things that are correct. So may Allah Ta'ala give us true knowledge. May Allah Ta'ala give us this true ilm. This is something that we should be aspiring for. Sometimes a person thinks that I got a lot of information, so I've got ilm. There's a big difference between information and ilm. Ilm is that knowledge that gets us much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brings about the fear of Allah ta'ala in our hearts and propels us to do those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.